The Corrs have played in front of huge audiences around the world, for royalty, presidents, and world leaders. But playing in front of Nelson Mandela has left a lasting impression on Sharon.
And the first time we met him, it was a little nerve-wracking as well, you know, just to be in the presence of somebody who's made such an impact on history.
When we met him, he paid a tribute to music, and he used words like elevate and liberate.
In the winter of 1964, Nelson Mandela arrived on Robben Island, where he would spend 18 of his 27 prison years. Confined to a small cell, the floor his bed, he was forced to do hard labour in a quarry. Mandela was allowed one visitor a year for 30 minutes. He could write and receive one letter every 6 months. Yet he eventually bent even the most brutal prison officials to his will, assumed leadership over his jailed comrades, and became the master of his own prison.
Music is a great blessing. It has the power to elevate and liberate us.
Nelson Mandela had agreed to repeat his original tribute to music for John to record. Finally, those magical words that Nelson Mandela had innocently spoken to a small group of musicians in a backstage room, and which had haunted John for so many years, were now recorded. Remarkably, Mandela gave John permission to incorporate this into his music, something that had never happened before or since. It was then time for John to return to Dublin and start the next leg of this journey, the writing and recording of his second Wild Ocean album, which will include the Mandela Suite. This would be John's tribute to Nelson Mandela. John travelled to Cape Town, to the notorious Robben Island and the cell where Nelson Mandela had been imprisoned for so many years. Now John has recorded the key parts, Mandela's voice, the ambience inside the cell and the cell door. He returns to the studio. John began to gather musicians, starting with Corrs guitarist Anto Drennan. He then brought in drummer Robbie Casserly, bass player Tony Molloy, Sharon and Andrea Corr, and Ulla Romo. The Irish Film Orchestra, managed by Katrina Walsh. Billy Farrell programmed and played keyboards alongside Greg French. And last but not least, John himself on acoustic guitar.